So our scripture this morning comes from the book of John, and it's on the death of Lazarus, which is begins the first part of chapter 11. And it's overall, it's a rather lengthy story, and I considered shortening it a little bit, but I really believe that the whole story is necessary for us to get a good grasp of what's going on. So I promise I have added more word of God and taken out more word of Dave from the back end of this, which I don't think is going to hurt anybody. So now hear the word of the Lord from John chapter 11, beginning with verse 1 through verse 45. Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and his sister Martha. It was Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was ill. So the sisters sent to him, saying, Lord, he whom you love is ill. But when Jesus heard it, he said, This illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, Let us go to Judea again. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews were just now seeking to stone you, and are you going there again? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him. After saying these things, he said to them, Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go to awaken him. The disciples said to him, Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover. Now Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought that he meant he was taking rest in sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus has died, and for your sake I am glad that I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him. So Thomas, called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him. Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, Your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, Yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world. When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary, saying in private, The teacher is here and is calling for you. And when she heard it, she rose quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still in the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who were with her in the house consoling her saw Mary rise quickly and go out, they followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Now when Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. And he said, Where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. So the Jews said, See how he loved him. But some of them said, Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man also have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, deeply moved again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, by this time there will be an odor, for he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." And the man who had died came out, his hands and his feet bound with linen strips, and his face wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what he did, believed in him. The word of the Lord. So, I'm taking homiletics right now, and I'm taking this class on how to preach. But we haven't got to the part yet where they tell you how to preach. So, but one of the things they have told all of us is that we need to script our sermons. I have to write 2 sermons. They have to be scripted and then preached. And if anybody knows the last couple times I preached, I'm not big on scripting sermons. So I took a stab at it, and I scripted this one. So we'll see how it goes. All right? For me, this story is a story of faith and understanding. I'm struck when Jesus says to his disciples, "Lazarus has died, and for your sake I am glad that I was not there, so that you may believe." And I think about who he's speaking to. He's speaking to the disciples. And I think, how could the disciples not believe at this point? How many of us have said to ourselves, if I was there to witness firsthand the healings, the feeding of 5,000, the walking on water, how much easier would it be for us to believe? How much easier would it be for us to have rock-solid faith in Jesus? Was it that they didn't yet believe? In this story, Thomas certainly seemed to believe. Martha and Mary seem to believe. Why then must Lazarus die so that they will believe? It seems more likely that the disciples, Martha and Mary, by this time believed that Jesus was the Christ. They just didn't know what it meant to believe he was the Christ. When Jesus says to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who believes in me shall never die." Her response is, "Yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world." It might be that her profession of faith meant something different to her at the time than it does to us today. For Martha, a Jew in the time of Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ, was meant to be someone sent by God in the line of David, sent to restore the kingdom. Christ was to be a political, conquering Messiah who would restore the Jewish people to their place as rulers over God's kingdom. So maybe then, it was that they believed the miracles Jesus performed were meant to be signs that he was in fact the Messiah. But they had not yet abandoned their priest or Jewish understanding of what the coming of the Messiah meant to the world. Early in the chapter, John 11, verse 4, when Jesus is first told of Lazarus' illness, his response is, "It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Later, when he asks them to take away the stone from the grave, he says, Did I not tell you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God? The raising of Lazarus is the literary turning point in the Gospel of John. I am the resurrection and the life. It is with the act of raising Lazarus that the disciples, that Martha, that Mary, that Lazarus finally begin to understand what it means to know Jesus as the Christ. They have not yet experienced his death and resurrection, but maybe this is the turning point where they finally abandon their preconceived notions of what the coming of the Messiah is to mean. For the Gospel of John, the raising of Lazarus was the miracle that all other miracles led to. It's hard to say exactly how this miracle changed the way those present understood Jesus as the Messiah. If nothing else, I would have to guess that Lazarus never looked at him the same way again. For the Jews seeking the conquering Messiah, this was the point when Jesus became a threat. In fact, from this point forward, it was said that Jesus never again walked freely among the people. It was the raising of Lazarus that provoked the chief priests, the scribes, and the Pharisees to not only begin to plot to kill Jesus, but also to kill Lazarus. So what does this mean to us in this world? What does it mean for our modern world to know and understand that Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life? Where in our lives have we experienced Lazarus? Where in our lives might we have become Lazarus? Where do we experience Jesus Christ as the resurrection and the life from death? For me, the moment of understanding came at the bottom of a pit of despair. Having died to everything I thought I knew about what my life was supposed to be, it was only after divorce, the loss of a life built on accomplishments in business, the death of my mother, and the pending weight of a DUI charge. Only then was I brought to my knees, alone on a windswept beach in North Carolina, with a raincoat over my head to protect my eyes from blowing sand, and a Bible open to the book of James. It was then and there that I found my Lazarus moment. St. John of the Cross would say that it was there that I found the dark night of my soul from which I could finally see the light. The light of the outstretched hand of Jesus Christ calling me, come out. And into the life that I have always intended for you. And just like that, my self-determined path in life was left abandoned in the sand for a life driven by nothing but a purpose towards Christ and an unseen path guided only by faith. In 1961, Mother Teresa, now Saint Teresa of Calcutta, wrote in a letter to her spiritual advisor, "Darkness is such that I really do not see, neither with my mind nor with my reason. The place of God in my soul is blank. There is no God in me. When the pain of longing is so great, I just long and long for God. The torture and pain I can't explain." Like Lazarus, some of us must first experience the tragedy, the death of life as we know it, to fully grasp the triumph, the resurrection through Christ. Some, like Martha, Mary, and the disciples, need only witness the Lazarus around them to understand the true meaning of Christ. Whichever it is, I would argue that is the paradigm shift in each of our lives that gives us a new lens to view the world in a way we never knew existed. The resurrection and the life. The kingdom of God in our midst. The eternity that begins in the here and now. Where is the Lazarus in us? Where is the Lazarus among us? I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. Amen.